Good morning, everybody. I'm Eureka John, and you are at Eureka Street Crypto Podcast. It is November 28th, 2023. This is episode number 507, broadcasting from Leander, Texas. It is 6:29 in the morning on a Sunday, just after Thanksgiving. And yeah, the house is quiet, and this is a good time to do some recording and just to talk about some current things going on in my little crypto world. Not everybody's, but you know, I've noticed in this crypto world, everybody has their own little niche, their own little space. I have people tell me, you know, this one guy delivers for FedEx, and he goes to the Bitcoin mining operation over in Rockdale quite frequently to make deliveries, and he's like, I constantly think about you because I'm delivering stuff to the Bitcoin mining operation. I'm like, well, okay, man. But I don't really have anything to do with Bitcoin mining or anything like that, but I'm glad that reminds you of me, I guess. Everybody has their own path and own little niche in the crypto space, it seems. And well, Bitcoin mining is not one of my niches, but you know, hey, you know, I like that too. All right, you know, everybody has their own deal. Anyway, yeah, this is my podcast, my message in a bottle to reach out to other people, my sandbox to experiment and play with decentralized applications, Web3 applications and stuff like that, and my brain dump to dump all the stuff that I learn online. And today won't be so much of a brain dump or anything like that. It's going to be more just kind of like trying to analyze something that is a hot topic in the Bankless DAO, which I'm a part of. So anyway, let's go take a look over here. I want to start today actually with CoinGecko. I know I haven't been looking at price, but let's go over here to, okay, so I'll get to that in a second, to CoinGecko. Okay, hold on. That's it's on the daylight screen, the white screen. Let me put it in dark mode. I prefer the darkness. So hold on here. Oh, much better. Okay, so yeah, I try to look at everything in dark mode. Sometimes, like my iPhone did an update in the middle of the night last night, and when I woke up this morning and everything, I picked up my phone to take a look and at some things, and it was just like in light mode. It's like blasting my face, and I just had to like set it down. So I'm sure you know what that means. What's that like? What that is like? Anyway, so let's see here. Bitcoin's at 37,655. Good deal. Ethereum's over 2,081. So yeah, man. I haven't looked at prices in a while, but it looks like prices are doing pretty good. I do want to look at the Bank token and see where it is here. So the Bankless DAO token. And that is the token of the Bankless DAO, not Bankless HQ. Bankless HQ doesn't have a token. Bankless HQ is a company. And the Bankless DAO was birthed from the Bankless HQ, kind of because Ryan Sean Adams and David Hoffman are the two hosts of the Bankless podcast, which I began listening to a long time ago when I first got into crypto. And then they preached a lot about DAOs, about decentralization, about going bankless and all that. And it's a good show. And they have good guests on there. They're kind of long form content. Like you'll get 2-hour shows on there. Everything is over an hour on there. And then they do a weekly roll up of just talking about news events of the week that happened that week. And I like it. I don't listen to it all the time, but I listen to it sometimes. And yeah, I mean, they've had amazing guests on there, like Balaji and Vitalik and, you know, people like that. So, and then just some average people as well. So yeah, I do like their content. In the spirit of crypto, they launched a DAO and basically started it with airdropping all the subscribers of the Bankless HQ newsletter a bunch of bank tokens, set up a Discord server and said go to town, and they started the DAO. And I got in that was on May 1st 2021, something like that if I'm correct. And then I got my airdrop and I logged in for the first time to Discord server sometime around like late July, very early August or something like that. And that's whenever I hooked up with Rainus in there, and we started with a few others, the AV Guild in there. And that's when I first really started going down this journey. I was actually started this YouTube journey on October 24th, 2020. A little less than a year, about 9 months before that. So I was already kind of like thumbing through a bunch of crypto projects on YouTube in my own amateurish way. And I still am to this day, as you can see, I'm doing it right now. That really kind of helped me complete the message in a bottle part, where I was reaching out to other people in the space to talk to somebody about all this crypto stuff and Web3 stuff, besides trying to dump on people around me in my own real life meat space community, my family, my friends, and stuff like that, because they don't understand it, you know. And just like I illustrated with the guy that drives for FedEx going to the Bitcoin mining facility in Rockdale, saying that reminded him of me, I'm like, all right, man, thanks. But that's like literally what I don't really do in the crypto space, you know. But I appreciate, like, you know, him trying to find some way to relate, you know. So all right, anyway, back to this. So Bankless DAO is at 0.00378128, so quite a bit less than a penny, like a third of a penny or something. So it's like basically worthless, you know. And I get the Bankless DAO token when I do work for, I'm heavily involved. I'm one of the founders now of Crypto Sapiens podcast, which was one of the first, it is the first podcast born out of the Bankless DAO. And it's the oldest, longest standing and running and most successful podcast, I believe, in Bankless, that has come out of Bankless DAO. We don't have the Bankless DAO name in our podcast. We do attach a logo to it. We get some funding in the form of bank token from it. So everybody in Crypto Sapiens earns bank token whenever we produce content. As you can see, this bank token is pretty worthless. But I will, for the record, say that I have cashed out on some bank token whenever things have gotten really tight. Like, I've quit my brick and mortar job that I was working at a propane hose manufacturing plant for a long time, and I wanted to go full Web3 and full DAO and pursue my dream of doing podcast producing and all this stuff using audiovisual technology that I've been learning through and by working with people in the DAO. And I formed my own company called Eureka Street Creative, and I am fully functioning and paying my bills and, you know, not really making an amazing profit, but I'm almost to the point where I'm paying my bills. So I'm still kind of living off a little bit of savings. But it's certainly not the bank token that is paying for my mortgage on my house and paying for my family and, you know, food on my table. Every once in a while, when I come up really short, I might cash out, you know, $100 to $200 worth of bank tokens to help get me over the hump to get me through and pay my bills for that month. So I'm literally living paycheck to paycheck. So there is no profit that is coming out of these Bankless DAO tokens. These Bankless DAO tokens are literally saving my ass every few months or so when I'm like, okay, I haven't gotten enough work to really pay my bills this month. I need to cash out a little bit of bank token. Other than that, I really try to hodl onto these tokens as much as possible. I mean, who knows? Maybe one day they might be worth something. But they, to me, are a representation of the blood, sweat, and tears that I've poured into this DAO to help me build my skills to the point where I felt confident enough to launch my own creative production company. And and I'm launching my own skate park now as well to teach skateboard lessons. And I would like to combine both of those, you know, the skate lessons and then do a weekly roll-up on the progress of the students on my own YouTube channel. All of that, all those production skills and YouTube skills and all that stuff I learned in the Bankless DAO. All right, so now that's the Bankless token. Let's go check out the ARB token, Arbitrum. And let's see here. Arbitrum is about $1.05. It's gone down 1%, whatever. So it's about a dollar, right? Okay, interesting. All right, so what some of the drama is lately is Bankless DAO, Jenga Jojo. I've actually worked a little bit with Jenga Jojo for Bankless DAO's global events team. and helped like edit some of their videos. They're doing a good job. Like, they're going to conferences all around the world to be able to spread the Bankless DAO brand and to help educate people on Web3. Like, what is a layer two? A lot of things that I talk about on this crypto show here, this podcast, are what they are doing in real life at events and on, via newsletters, via podcasts, memes, blog articles, all types of stuff. That's what the Bankless DAO has been doing. Like, literally, we have been marketing and educating Web3 and the Web3 concepts. You can't rely on a protocol or a layer two or a layer one to go out and educate the public on what they do. So Bankless DAO has been, I believe, a completely valuable engine for that. And thousands of people have entered the crypto space and begun to understand the crypto space beyond just like, you know, a crypto punk or a Bored Ape or something like that, or just some scammy, you know, Sam Bankman-Fried FTX type of exchange. They've become to understand what Web3 is all about through the Bankless DAO and Bankless HQ podcast, right? And they are two separate entities, all right? So let's look at this proposal a little bit. So Bankless DAO's global education and onboarding campaign for Arbitrum. First of all, a proposal for a DAO, proposals are like the lifeblood for DAOs. You know, that's where people in DAOs plug into a DAOs, they kind of figure out the community, they get to know people, and then they say, there's funding here. I have an idea that I would like to use to contribute to the DAO, to a guild within the DAO, or even something outside the DAO, like in this case, just to benefit the Web3 space as a whole. So here's a project. I will submit a proposal and see if they all want to vote together as a DAO, not to any one individual, to give those funds to help me do this, or to help us do this as a group, right? So what Bankless DAO did is they have reached out outside of the DAO, and they did this before with Optimism as well, and they have asked Arbitrum, which is a layer two protocol, to give them 1,818,633 Arbitrum tokens. And as you can see, that Arbitrum token is worth $1.05. So it's literally $1.8 million. I mean, in my opinion, yes, that's a really tall ask for somebody for funding for an outside organization to fund. But let's see what they're gonna get with that. Bankless DAO is a pivotal platform where people learn how to DAO through experiential learning, which I can attest to that. I got a witness right here. The DAO makes it easy for people to get involved in crypto and to learn to use different dApps and tools. Many become builders, ecosystem contributors, and find full-time jobs. I can attest to all that. Like, literally, I learned how to DAO in there. I've poked around Web3 apps on this show here. This podcast has absolutely zero to do with Bankless DAO. It's not funded by anybody. It's funded basically by just me. It's my hobby. But I do, you know, like I said, work with Crypto Sapiens podcast, and that one is funded by Bank Token. But like I said, all the Bank Token does is literally get me over the hump some months. And other than that, I just try to hold on to it. And then I get my little POAPs and NFTs for attending community calls, which are absolutely worthless. So anyway, one example is Anatech. She first joined crypto through Bankless DAO, where she learned how to DAO and was inspired to work full-time in crypto. Today, Anna works full-time with the Arbitrum Foundation and is a clear example of how Bankless DAO helps onboard people from all around the world of crypto. And then you can find her testimonial here. And there's some other testimonials. They used me as one of their testimonials, it looks like. I didn't even know that. So for over 2 years, Bankless DAO has been creating crypto educational content and has helped hundreds of people like Anatech go full-time crypto. The vision of the DAO is to live in a world where anyone with an internet connection has access to financial tools needed to achieve financial independence, and we want to work with high-value aligned partners such as Arbitrum DAO to further our respective visions. So yeah, I can attest that Bankless DAO has created tons of educational content. Not only has the Crypto Sapiens podcast come out of there, we've had about 5 other podcasts come out of there. Bounty Hunters, Bankless Africa, Making Bank. There's a couple more. They're on the tip of my tongue. I can't think of them right now. But there are several other podcasts that have come out of Bankless DAO. There's Bankless Academy, which has come out of there. The A to Z podcast and for with a Zombie Shepherd. That's another one. Bankless Academy. They're coming out with a Bankless Card, so which is a Bankless type of credit card you can use. There's the Bankless DAO newsletter, the Roll Up newsletter. There's so many different projects and ways that people can get plugged in. The Chippy NFT project has come out of Bankless DAO. It's just a community, and I don't even know everybody in the DAO. We've had real life meetups recently at the Austin Permissionless, and it was amazing just meeting so many people with like a common vision. And I went to a barbecue at the Bankless HQ house that they were renting for the Permissionless conference. And that was a time when the Bankless HQ and the Bankless DAO people actually got to like be in the same place and kind of talk to each other about the separate things that they're doing, because they are separate, you know? So one of the biggest criticisms is Bankless HQ and Bankless DAO having the same name, which I'll get to in a little bit. This proposal aims to share the Arbitrum DAO values of Ethereum aligned, socially inclusive, technically inclusive, and user focused within the broader crypto community by taking those new to crypto on a streamlined journey for their first touch point with Arbitrum, to training them on how to DAO and finally helping them to find their place in the Arbitrum ecosystem. We aim to create a place for people from all walks of life to learn and benefit from the growing L2 tech stack. So, and then they outline, you know, some possible cases, Tech Savvy Tim, Curious Crypto Carry, and Gamer Gary on their journey, and then how the DAO would help them to streamline their onboarding process into Web3 and just ways that they can do that, which, you know, I think is pretty cool. And then they give some measures of successes. So let's go down here and look at their ask. They're breaking down each thing and the cost and Arbitrum: multilingual marketing campaigns, multilingual written content, multilingual academy courses, podcasts, I guess 22 episodes at 121,000 Arbitrum. Events, 50 events, and that's a big thing because events are expensive. Onboarding via guilds, how-to sessions, strategic coordination personnel, and then a buffer of 10% of $165,000, totaling $1.8 million. All right, so let's just say, you know, people say that's a huge ask, $1.8 million. Okay, it sounds like a lot, definitely. But if you think about it, you go to any marketing organization like C3 here in Austin, BDGNH or whatever, I can't remember what the letters are, but they're two huge marketing firms. And if you were to do a marketing campaign with them, yeah, you'd probably be paying $1.8 million, you know. But that's like if you had a team of 15 people, you know, 15 skilled, educated people, and you needed to fund that team, how much money do you think it would be to fund that whole team? Well, a well-educated, skilled person probably needs about $100,000, $120,000 to live in this day and age, especially with the price of groceries and inflation and everything like that, especially in Austin or in a place like in New York or you know, LA or something like that. Okay, maybe if you lived in like Omaha, Nebraska, you might be able to live off of less. But I mean, I have a family and you know, some kids and stuff like that. I live in the suburbs of Austin, so not in a totally expensive place. But I would not take a job at this point for less than $100,000 with my skill set. And that's partially why I left the propane plant and why all this Web3 stuff. One, I wanted to get away from propane manufacturing. Propane hose manufacturing wasn't the industry where I wanted to be in and develop my skill set in. I love all this audiovisual stuff. But two, I was literally paying to go to work. Like I was driving an hour and a half down there, an hour and a half back. That's 3 hours every day. And I wasn't making enough money to even cover my house bill because my property taxes went up, you know? So I was literally paying to work. And that wasn't making $80,000 a year, man. So, you know, $120,000 a year, sure, I'll cover my bills and I'll have a little bit left to save. But that's 15 people on a content creation team. Do they need 15 people? I don't know. Making $120,000 each, that's if you divided all that out exactly evenly, which is not going to happen because there's like $165,000 buffer here and there's other stuff. If you want good quality content, you need skilled people, and those skilled people need to make about $100,000 a year, in my opinion. All right. And that's living in a place like Austin, New York, you know, LA, and stuff like that, where it, yes, the cost of living is a little higher, but, you know, anyway, the podcast here. So let's look at some of these responses. Okay. After reviewing the proposal, I appreciate the comprehensive plan laid out for the year. However, I suggest a more experimental approach by initiating a trial period of one quarter instead of launching a full year campaign directly. They're saying, okay, yeah, there's trial periods. But there's some issues about that because with only one quarter, you can only do a few events, maybe ship some content and roll out a few onboarding sessions, but it's not really enough time to really get the good results. And then that would invite all the criticism of you didn't deliver. Well, what can you really deliver in just like a couple months, you know? So I don't know. So that was kind of Jenga Jojo's response to that. However, we are open to a quarterly payment scheme. The first 25% payment can be made up front with all subsequent payments made on quarterly reports being delivered. That's, you know, reasonable. See, I was always taught that you ask a lot and then you work your way back and you negotiate, right? And that's what the proposal is. You know, you what is it, that book, the BHAGs, the big, hairy, audacious goals that you get in like business school. You have to read that book, you know, right? And it's part of a business class. And you go out there with a big, hairy, audacious goal, and then you let people, you know, give you that feedback, and then you chisel it down and negotiate and you hone down to something that is actually practical and doable. I think that might have been the case here, right? So, hi, Jenga Jojo. Congratulations on your proposal with Bankless Style. We'd just like to clarify that the Atama team has engaged in discussions with various community members and delegates, and based on their recommendations, we've decided to kick off our project with a trial or pilot phase. Atama is in the process of applying for education, community growth, and events domain. All right. So they're saying that they're doing kind of a similar thing. Someone else said, like other proposals, I think we should establish a framework where any other MKT or similar service can come forward and the DAO can evaluate which is the best provider or if it is more than one. All right. Let's see here. I urge delegates to vote against this proposal. Entertaining it would encourage a slew of proposals from competitors asking for money. So they're saying, you know, if it's a slippery slope, then suddenly everybody's going to come with their hand out. The right format is needs assessment survey, call for proposals, evaluate proposals from service providers. By skipping the first two steps, you encourage competitors to post their own proposal, and it's going to drain all of our time to keep up with them. So, okay, that the slippery slope argument is good. Fine, I understand that. You know, it's like you feed one pigeon at the park, then they all come. Food for thought. As I have experienced success in bankless recruitment pipelines, this proposal focuses on onboarding. Maybe a pivot to a recruitment pipeline may prove valuable. So all this is, you know, pretty good feedback here at this point. Then Bankless Africa says, hey, Arbitrum DAO citizens, Bankless Africa here. We've created this account to help engage the community in various Discord. Then they say, because what they were asking, you know, GFX Labs podcast, GFX Labs says the podcast is 121,000 R. Which podcast is this? A new one or the main Bankless podcast or a different one? So one of the main issues is people are confusing Bankless DAO with Bankless HQ, and they think Bankless HQ is reaching out through the arm of the DAO in order to fund the Bankless HQ podcast to do marketing for and to create content for Arbitrum, which is not true. They are completely different. But it says here Bankless Africa is the one they're saying, we've created this account to engage. Bankless, the podcast is the Bankless Africa podcast. Okay. As much as I love the Bankless Africa podcast, I helped to found the Bankless Africa podcast. I educated and I taught the very first audio editors on the Bankless Africa podcast and helped produce their very first episodes on Bankless Africa and Sats and Gwei. That's another podcast that has come out of Bankless DAO. I don't think that a region-specific podcast needs to be the one to represent Arbitrum DAO. So here's where I would go against this part of the proposal. Maybe, you know, and I am biased, but maybe something like Crypto Sapiens, would be a better choice of a podcast to represent Arbitrum, or maybe launch a spin-off, a new podcast with Bankless DAO branding combined with Arbitrum branding on educating people and making it all about Arbitrum, but not a region-specific podcast like Bankless Africa. And it's not Africa. It could be Bankless Europe. It could be Bankless America. Just no region-specific podcast needs to do that. So that's my little two cents on that. Someone else says, I'm a hardline no on this proposal for a multitude of reasons. My recommendation would be come back with a small proposal with a focus on a much smaller scope and a shorter timeline. For example, you can start with the first iteration of your onboarding via guilds and a few of your how-to sessions delivered within 90 days. This will allow the DAO to see what Bankless DAO can produce. It's a much better start to a relationship, small and grow as both parties are finding mutual value, than to look for the world's greatest home run when you're first stepping up to the plate. Good point, right? So all this, for the most part, is pretty good feedback on the proposal itself. And this, my friends, is how a DAO operates. You submit a proposal and you get feedback, and you know, you're either approved or approved with recommendations or some conditions, or you're denied. And that's just how it is. And that is how DAOs operate. And then once you're approved, the funding goes to people from some kind of multi-sig wallet, and the community all votes on where those, you know, multi-sig funds will go. All right, so on what the issue is we've had on Twitter, people have seen this and people have been tweeting it, and crypto Twitter is kind of like just like the schoolyard. And there's some good things on the schoolyard and there's some bad things on the schoolyard. And it's just a place where everybody plays in the crypto space. And the crypto Twitter schoolyard can be a cesspool of bullies. And that seems to be what is happening here. So let's go take a look here. I saw in the Bankless Discord server. Hold on, how long have I been going here? I saw on the Bankless Discord server that there was a 27 minutes, so I got to hurry this up. They said, hey, go out and you know, support this. I'm actually going to heart this. Bankless DAO is receiving a lot of flack for carrying the same name as Bankless HQ, and they're saying that this is all just a shill for Bank Ryan, Sean Adams, and David Hoffman to try to get more money, $1.8 million, to fund the Bankless HQ proposal, and that they stand to benefit from Bankless DAO receiving money. Okay, they're two autonomous and separate entities. And a lot of people are saying, well, change your name. If you want that funding, change your name. Or maybe Ryan Sean Adams and David Hoffman should change the Bankless HQ name. No, man, I don't think we should change our name. You know, like they've let us use the Bankless name because of the good content that they've created and the following that they've created. And they launched a community of all the people that were fans who wanted to help out and spread the word, you know, like I did on my own initiative. I started Eureka Street Crypto Podcast on my own initiative based on a lot of the things that I was learning from the Bankless HQ podcast. Well, I went and did that on my own without permission, but a lot of people were wanting to work for the Bankless HQ podcast, and they were getting tons of emails and all that stuff. And that's why they started the DAO, because they wanted to give people a way to spread the Bankless message without necessarily having to work for Bankless HQ podcast, but a place to land and a community to be formed. And they did just that. And I believe it was 100% successful. And they did it through using the Bankless name. And so we'll dig into some of this stuff here, but here's this thread. It's just weird. Like, you know, a bunch of uneducated people in Twitter that don't know even the difference between Bankless HQ and Bankless DAO are just running in and ramping up and criticizing, and they're just kooks, man. Like, seriously, just total kooks that don't know about our scene. Like, literally, this is our scene, and they're coming in trying to tell us how to run things. So anyway, our educational proposal to Arbitrum DAO is autonomous and separate from Bankless HQ. Bankless HQ is a media entity owned by Trustless State, David Hoffman, and Ryan Adams. So Bankless DAO is a decentralized global community with plus 200 active contributors. How are we different? Let's dive in. Okay, a lot of people criticize that it's not decentralized. I mean, I'm not saying that Bankless DAO is is immune to criticism. There's a lot of things wrong with Bankless DAO. Like, I've had my own issues with Bankless DAO, you know? But it's like mama jokes. Like, I will make my own mama jokes. I'll make my own brother jokes and all that stuff. But I don't want some outside people talking trash about my community. All right, so anyway, both entities operate independently, but share a common vision of helping people onboard to crypto. Absolutely true. We want to emphasize that Bankless HQ is not affiliated in any way with our proposal. They were not involved in creation or submission. For more details, please have a read. And here's where Ryan Sean Adams is talking about the nihilist corners of this, you know, this app of Twitter, you know, basically dissing on Bankless HQ. They're saying that Ryan Sean Adams own, you know, 25% of the bank token. They do have a good significant portion of bank tokens, but they definitely don't have a majority of the bank token supply. And they launched it. You know, there's absolutely nothing wrong with wanting to hold on to some of the tokens and being like, all right, man, you know, here's a bunch of worthless tokens. Let's see what you do with it. And I'm going to hold on to some of these, and I hope you do well. And if I become like a billionaire one day because you guys have been so fruitful, that's amazing. If you guys tank and it just completely dissolves and you guys suck, then okay, that sucks too, but whatever. And, you know, we tried, and we tried to form our own community. So far, I think it's been successful, even though the value of the bank token sucks. But I mean, like I said, we're all not in it for that bank token. And we all work hard, and we're trying to help spread the message of Web3. And so I think that it's okay that they're reaching out to other possible sources of income like Optimism and Arbitrum to say, hey, man, we're like spreading and saying good things about your projects. You want to like throw us some money? Yeah, $1.8 million is a big ask, and that's going to raise a lot of eyebrows and get a lot of criticism and all that stuff. And it's weird because it's like such a money grubbing thing. It's just like it's like almost like a family member caught in this like family system, and you know, suddenly somebody wants to better themselves. You know, they're used to being told that they're worthless all the time by you know, some older brother, by dad, you know, you're worthless, get a job. And then the second that you know, kid tries to like base himself and like get out and reach for the stars and, you know, move to a city where he could succeed at what he really wants to do, not just to be like an artist and not just, you know, be a fisherman like his dad and his granddad and his dad before that and now his granddad before that and all that. We come from a long line of fishermen. You got to be a fisherman too, you know. And when they try to break out and do something different, they get heavily criticized by everybody in the family and told that they're, oh, what do you think? You're too good for us and all that. I just, to me, it just stinks of a lot of that type of stuff, you know. Anyway, so let's continue on this thread. We appreciate the time and gesture that both Ryan Sean Adams and Trustless State have taken to share more context and reply to the pushback received here on X, Twitter. They certainly do not deserve any of this, and this proposal is our responsibility. Bankless DAO has had around 6,000 contributors since May 2021. By joining the DAO, 4,000 people have been onboarded to Web3 by participating in the community. We also act as an incubator for many projects. Many of these new independent units also carry the Bankless name. And so here's some of the departments, some of the guilds, you know, Research Guild, Project Management Guild, DAO Relationships Guild, Dalpomats. I come from the AV Guild. And then here's some projects. Crypto Sapiens is highlighted as one of them. Bankless Card, Bankless Labs, International Meet. All these projects have done amazing work. And if you can see from these bubbles, if you're watching this, there are tons and tons of different projects. I mean, this is, you know, people may criticize how decentralized it is or how many tokens, like, you know, Ryan Sean Adams or David Hoffman may hold or whatever, but like, look at all those projects, man. That is like, and all that is funded by a bank token that's worth 0.003, one third of a cent. Like, literally, man, this is like, these people are doing all this work for free, basically. You know, like I said, at most desperate times, I might cash out a couple $100 or $100 worth of bank token to help tip me over to make my bills for the month as I live paycheck to paycheck. You know, like, dude, but it's given me the portfolio and the experience I need to launch my own company and make my own separate money so I can continue contributing to Bankless DAO. All right. So anyway, so examples are Bankless Publishing, Fight Club, Bankless Africa, Bankless Academy, Bankless Card, International Media Nodes, Crypto Sapiens, DAO Stewards, DAO Relationships, you know, and then all these other types of things here. Nacion Bankless, Pigeon Parlor, Bankless Bengali, Bankless Romania, Bankless Malu. I don't know where that is. I don't even know. I don't even. Malaysia, yeah. You know, bankless Turkey, bankless Deutschland, bankless Brazil. Like, it's worldwide. It's important to highlight that the work done in bankless DAO is through voluntary contributions. Absolutely. Members can earn governance rights to vote and shape the DAO. The DAO itself and each new project have their own challenges towards being self-sustainable. As a media and social DAO, we rely on community contributions, public goods funding, and grants to support our operations. Unlike many DAOs, we do not have our own protocol where we can generate income from transaction fees and to use that to fund the DAO. So bankless DAO really has to rely on funding from the bank token, which is like worthless, or funding from outside people. They've tried to form bankless consulting as well to get some outside customers and like actual dollars coming in, like USDC or something like that. And now Arbitrum, they've reached out to Optimism. Despite the bear market, our contributors have relentlessly worked on educational projects, content creation, and in-person events to make this space accessible. And that's absolutely true. It's been a bear market, and a lot of people say, oh, you know, screw crypto, it's just a scam and all that, or just get discouraged and drop out. Not bankless DAO people. Like, I've been less active on this podcast, but I've continued making Crypto Sapiens content all through this bear market. So, yeah. And then here's the copy of the proposal that I just looked at and read. We understand the criticism is based on no clear differentiation, that these are only bankless DAO community generated newsletters, lessons, and podcasts. They're not related to bankless HQ in any way. The length of the campaign, 1 year, thus the high amount requested. So it's the amount and then the possible association with bankless HQ. Now, I've been to community calls and I've seen and I've voted on DAO proposals, not too many, but some. And I have met Ryan, Sean Adams, and David Hoffman online. I've sat at the same table with David at the barbecue in Austin, but I didn't have a chance to introduce myself. But I can tell you that they don't have, I don't even think they really vote on any of the proposals with the amount of tokens that they have. But you know, that they have, like, I guess maybe some social influence, but they're not calling any shots by any means in the DAO. You know, I'm not calling any shots by any means in the DAO. Nobody is, not even some of the most influential people in there, like Lynx and Above Average Joe. They're not calling any shots. Like, people vote for their proposals and against their proposals. They have a grants committee. I've been to some of those grants committee meetings, which they determine whether or not proposals get finally approved. And for some of these grants, and like, there's a lot of debate going on. It is operating as a DAO. Yes, DAOs need a lot of work and there's a lot to hone out, but it is fully operating as a DAO and it's operating completely separately from Bankless HQ. And if you're just some outside schmo coming in and, you know, just criticizing, I'll read some of these. So it's people saying, I think it's worth considering changing your name. No. How about no? Like, literally, like, if you can't take enough time to kind of just like scope out our scene before criticizing it, then your opinion is nothing. So like, here, there are like 12 bankless entities that did the same thing with Optimism, and now you're doing the same for Arbitrum. If you don't want people to conflate the two, maybe stop naming all your subsidiaries the same with identical branding and majority holdings. Just a thought. Okay, so what it is like Bankless Africa, Bankless Academy, and all this stuff, they all, like 12 of them, and we're starting with Bankless, applied for Optimism grants. You know, everybody here says that, you know, everybody heard that there's some money to be had in Optimism, and from Gitcoin as well was another one, where a lot of different Bankless groups, and you see how many different groups come out of the Bankless community, and they're all like, dude, we should apply for some of this funding, you know? So suddenly they get these Optimism and Gitcoin and stuff get bum rushed by all these different groups coming out of Bankless with a Bankless name. I understand that can get a little confusing, especially when they're asking for money, you know? So, okay, but we shouldn't have to change our name over it. It's just, you know, maybe we should do better about educating people of the differences. You know, if we're gonna do something like ask for money, like maybe state at the top of the proposal in bold letters, like, this is not Bankless HQ. Ryan, Sean Adams, and David Hoffman are not profiting from any of this. But here's what we're asking for to help fund something besides the bank token that we get that we can't live off of. So, like, we're putting lots of hours per week into this project. We would like to be able to make a living as well, you know, and like to pay our bills and keep our lights on, just like me, you know, like I I do a lot of other work. I work for some meat space podcasts now, like the Lifestyle Accountant Show that helps pay my bills. Definitely not bankless. But it would be cool to only do bankless work and bankless DAO work and Crypto Sapiens work and be full-time working for Crypto Sapiens. I would love that, you know, but it's just I don't get any income from it. So that's my response to that. And this guy here says it's probably not a good idea to leverage a brand name and not be associated with it. It causes confusion. The bankless brand name is recognizable and probably helps the bankless DAO a lot to secure votes and grant funding, but it is either related to HQ or it is not. Well, it is not related to HQ except just by being homies. And so, he said, if you're not involved with Bankless HQ, it's probably better that you change the DAO name. I don't agree. Sorry, man. Like literally, like we can maybe do better to just help people educate and learn the difference, which I do when I talk to people. I'm like, yeah, we're not Bankless HQ, but you know, we love them. They helped start us. You know, they give us a lot of attaboys, but that's really about it, you know? I don't want to change our name, you know, like tell someone else to change their Twitter handle name, you know, I don't know. And then, just a bunch of criticism, boo, somebody playing a small violin, somebody laughing at it, you know, what's confusing, guys, Bankless Media, what we watch, or Bankless DAO, where we lost our investment. Again, I'm not into crypto for making $1 trillion or whatever. Sure, I would love to be able to make some money off of crypto. I have made a little bit here and there, but definitely not something to pay my bills. But I am excited about having personal sovereignty in a digital world. So that's why I'm into all this. And so Bankless Media is what we watched. Bankless DAO, where we lost our investment. Well, if you invested in Bankless DAO to try to make a living, all right, then you're the problem. Like literally, if that's gonna be your lifeline, I don't know what to tell you, man. All right, so Bankless, call me when it's bank more. I want to bank more of that sweet, sweet cheddar, baby. All right, whatever. A lot like FTX and Alameda. Actually, nothing like FTX and Alameda. FTX and Alameda were taking people's funds and investing them in, you know, just shady stuff and using them and saying that there was funds there when there wasn't and all that stuff. Then this guy says grifters got a grift. They're saying that Ryan Sean Adams and David Hoffman are grifters, that they're grifting their own bank token, trying to raise value. That's ridiculous. They've educated and brought more people into the Web3 space than any of these other projects out there. If you want to look at a grifter, look at BitBoy, look at, some of these other people like Ty Lopez and those, there's so many grifters in the crypto space. Like why are you picking on these other two guys? You know, Ryan Sean Adams and David Hoffman. I mean, yeah, sure. Ryan Sean Adams, David Hoffman's style, I don't necessarily like, you know, but that's just personal. My personal preference. It has nothing to do with like the content that they put out. They put out great content and interview great people. I think some of the things they say are kooky or whatever, but yeah, sure. Some of the things that I say are kooky and uninformed. I mean, a lot of people criticize my ignorance and just the way I kind of bullhead things and just, you know, just say whatever comes out of my mouth and stream of consciousness that may or may not be correct. Yeah. Right. But and I'm sure some of the people in the DAO might be watching this video being like, dude, just shut up, you know, but whatever. Somebody said, one of you should sue each other for using the name. I don't trust your different until then. How many of the governance tokens of the DAO are controlled by HQ? I don't know, but the HQ doesn't really vote on anything in the DAO. So let's see here. So which one to use? Alameda, whatever, dude. Decentralized global community, but bankless grifters own 25% of your supply. Very decentralized, obviously sarcastic. No, it's not 25%. I don't know how much, but it's definitely not 25%. Just say we will give $1.8 million to Ty Lopez to help build us the perfect ad campaign and watch everybody bow down to the kings of grifters. Crypto, whatever. Grifter's going to grift. All right, whatever. Just a bunch of lame comments. And then this guy here, Toady Hawk, he says, when a child is abandoned by a parent, they grow up angry, but it's hard to get justice from someone who's not around. So maybe they bully the kids at school instead. That's why crypto Twitter likes to hate on Bankless HQ instead of the actual scammers who disappeared into the ether. Yep. Bankless Chick says, I don't think that there's issues having Bankless HQ and the Bankless DAO sharing the same brand name. DAOs do this and no one makes a big deal about it. Bankless doesn't have a branding problem. This was a momentary coordination error, a temporary snafu. That's it. It will be fixed, right? So maybe they shouldn't have asked $1.8 million. This has nothing to do with them having the same name as Bankless HQ. Or Ryan, Sean Adams, and David Hoffman standing to profit, which they don't stand to profit from that. Maybe just kind of enhancing their brand name. I don't know. But they launched the DAO. Like, they should get some street cred for it, you know, and their brand name being enhanced a little bit by something that they started and just let go, you know, and sent into the world, just like a protocol. Just like code, you know, just like Tornado Cash was sent out into the world and the government is trying to like pinpoint somebody to arrest, you know, but they can't quite pinpoint anybody. And can they really arrest somebody for developing code and then they're sending it out into the world? Or like Bitcoin, you know, Satoshi, you know, some anonymous figure creating some code and sending it out into the world. Well, they created a DAO. They sent it out into the world. Yes, they do still own some of the tokens, just like Vitalik still owns some Ethereum tokens as well. Maybe they should burn them. That's a possible solution, but I'm not gonna like demand that they burn them. You know, it's like I said, you know, they launched the brand name. If they want to, you know, get a little bit of money or pump up their own brand from having the similarity there, I mean, by all means, I'm not opposed to it. Like, they started something good. They're not grifting it, and they're not sitting there becoming, you know, billionaires off of it. I don't know. You can't please the hordes, you know. The main issue here is the 1.8 million Arbitrum relative to what crypto Twitter believes BDAO can deliver is what Downlore says. The shared Bankless name is a red herring. If BDAO didn't have the name, then crypto Twitter points at HQ's token ownership. If not that, then it's the Genesis affiliation. Done here. Let's continue building. So he's basically just like, STFU, let's just, you know, keep building, keep our heads down, and just not deal with this nonsense, which I agree with. You know, all these other Bankless DAO people are coming here to defend, which I love. There's one of my favorites. Oh, here's Basil, not affiliated with Bankless DAO, but he says, or she, I don't know, Bankless played a pivotal role for me when I was transitioning full-time into crypto. It was just another anon. I was just another anon on the internet before joining the DAO. Bankless DAO provided my first real foray into the Web3 community, and many of my closest friends to this day stemmed from there. Many of whom, by the way, have raised millions of dollars and contributed significantly to moving the space forward, not to mention all the education that they've provided to the masses. The DAO in those early days is one of the closest things we had to a true DAO. I can attest to that, at least what we thought a DAO was supposed to be back then. It was fully horizontal, built on very raw proposals, chaotic fun, and filled with passion and new ideas. While many other communities wore the DAO costume, Bankless actually embraced the ethos in many ways that community walked so others could run. All to say, we shouldn't look at things in isolation, nor should we try and quantify the immeasurable. Their contribution to the space has been undeniable. Also, it's a proposal for F's sakes. It's literally the lifeblood of the space and used for this exact purpose. Just like vote or know or provide feedback if you think they've overlooked something. Attacking them in public benefits no one and just makes us all look bad. Yeah, man. So all this like antagonism in the crypto Twitter is making Web3 as a whole look bad. I think it's just pretty ridiculous. Just vote no. Be a DAO. Be a DAOist, right? Vote yes or no on a proposal. That's what you need to do, not go onto Twitter and just like bitch. So, and then one of my favorite people, Anti-Homie, and I've worked with Anti-Homie in Crypto Sapiens. I've worked with Anti-Homie in a lot of ways, and like she's amazing, and she is one of the harshest critics of Bankless DAO in so many ways. But she is defending, saying this is coming from someone who's had their fair share of fights and negative experiences in the DAO. And that is true. Homie, you are a rabble rouser, but I love you, you know, and you've always spoken the truth no matter what. You've spoken your truth, and then you've always been open to listening to somebody else's truth as well. So you're not just speaking your truth and then just running away. Like, you are like standing firm and you're saying, here's what I think, and I want to hear what you think, and we're going to fight this out. Some people digest that well and some don't. But anyway, so this is coming from someone who's had their fair share of fights and negative experiences in the DAO, but not enough to consider the end of the DAO or the end of Bankless HQ by any means. There are solid people in Bankless DAO. There are solid people who've gone on to be truly great. I've been wandering through comments regarding this, and I can say a few things with some thoughts. Having a complete disaster fit at Ryan Sean Adams and David Hoffman and Bankless HQ is a messy take. They were not included in the proposal, so why include them now? Yeah, I didn't see in that proposal anywhere Bankless HQ or Ryan or David mentioned. I'm not sure if I believe that they voted in most, if not any, Bankless DAO proposals. I've never seen them vote in any proposals. So how does that immediately get directed to them? To be shitty enough to completely target HQ, an entity that's related basically by name and not actually the arm that holds the token, I don't think. Yeah, I guess they own, personally, they hold some tokens, Ryan and David, but not as HQ, I believe. So anyway, it does nothing to prove that crypto Twitter, but prove that crypto Twitter is messy. If you have critiques about the proposal itself, then focus on that critique. Just like I focused on the possibility that Bankless Africa would be the one to do the podcast, that is my critique. I think it does not need to be a regional podcast. I think it needs to be a newly formed podcast. But that's just my little critique. It is not me, you know, blasting Ryan and David personally or Bankless HQ or anything else. It is my little nuanced critique at a specific point in the proposal. So that's the difference. The ask is definitely a reach as far as funding goes. I happen to disagree because that gives maybe 15 people $120,000 each with no money left over after that. Living in the United States, that can be pretty, it's definitely not getting rich. But instead of attacking that amount, present your own ideas or an amount or a plan that is more palatable, or ask the DAO how you came to the numbers. So say like, I believe this proposal is worth 250,000 Arbitrum instead of 1.8 million Arbitrum, and here's why. I agree. And some of the people in the proposal comments actually did that. So changing a name doesn't help anyone if the new name, I doubt this would happen, doesn't change a proposal. That's true, right? So if we Bankless changes name to Tankless, DAO, I don't think that Tankless DAO would still be putting in the same proposal. I need y'all to focus on a solution that solves your problem. You don't demolish a house to change its flooring. People of crypto Twitter and the crypto community at large, do better. I agree. Anti-homie, thank you for those words. Just do better. Seriously, y'all. She's always bullish on Web3. I'm bullish on Web3. I'm bullish on DAOs. I've always been bullish on DAOs. I've gained some amazing skills in this space. I've made some amazing friends, and I've launched my own business now in this space. And just less than a year, I'm getting close to the point where I can actually pay my own bills just from my company that I've launched. And the majority of my content is not even crypto content that I produce now, because I've found customers and just other industries by producing podcasts for them and creating content and video shorts and all that. So yeah, I'm stoked. And I got all this from joining the Bankless DAO and jumping into the Web3 crypto space fully, and quitting my stupid propane hose manufacturing plant day job that I did not like so much. I liked some of the people there, but that's no reason to stay at a job. Like, literally, if you're unhappy doing what you're doing, leave. Like, follow your dreams. Like, I'm literally taking two things that I really, or three things that I really love, which is skateboarding, Web3 and technology, and journalism, and I'm combining all three of them, and I'm fulfilling my dream of what I want to do. And there was no guaranteed paycheck, and there's no guarantee of success or anything like that. I'm really just passionately just trying to not find myself in old age and being like, damn, I wish I would have done this or that. Like, I'm going for it, man, and you should too. So, all right. That was a very ranty episode, and I'm really sorry about that, but I just wanted to just kind of state where I am on this proposal and about some of the haters in the crypto Twitter space, and I only read you just a few of the comments. There's a lot more terrible comments out there as well, personally attacking people and stuff like that. It's just the sludge fest, the nihilist sludge fest that can come from crypto Twitter, you know. And there's a lot of negative things to be said about Bankless DAO and about DAOs in general and Web3. But, you know, like I said, they're just kind of like mama jokes. Like, I don't want to hear you say them. not if you're an outsider, and not if you're not in the scene. If you're not in the scene and you're coming and criticizing, you know, how we do things, then you're just a kook. You know, like, that's it, man. All right. Well, I'll talk to y'all later.